No, I was just going to say, in addition to the time, because I think that there's a tendency to say, okay, there's this, you know, this grievous wrong. I'm just going to sweep it under the rug, and then time heals all wounds. So I think in addition to what our brother was saying, I think that there is a certain, that time does, you know, it's this, the time that passes from the offense, there is the opportunity for you to get perspective on it. But most importantly, it's to take the steps, as our brother was saying, to forgive, to pray, to engage, to address. That's the process that is going to facilitate the healing, because we oftentimes think there's a problem. Let's not even talk about it. Let's not address it. You know, everything will blow over, but it never blows over. It's always going to be there in the midst. So the time is a component of it. It takes time to follow that process, or whatever that process is. We don't want to be too formulaic, but there takes time to follow that process. But there has to be active steps taken to restore the breach, because it's just with time it can fester, mm-hmm. and as the brother was saying, get worse and spread and become gangrenous. So there's that process that takes time in order to bring in the healing.
Just like to move us on a little bit and think about what are some of the things that we can do when conflict comes. James chapter 1, verse 19. Somebody comes at you and they got a problem with you and they're going to throw something at you. Here's number one principle that it's not a pill. It's not a formula, but it is a principle from God's Word. Somebody want to read it? Read verse 20 with it as well.
So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
Probably pretty self-explanatory, but does anybody want to build on that? Say anything about that?
The only thing, we do it the opposite way around. We tend to be really quick to wrath and so forth. Opposite, naturally speaking.
It says to be slow to wrath. It doesn't say don't have wrath at all.
Well, and why is it? What's another scripture about wrath or anger? That's a very good point.
Be angry and sin not.
Okay, Ephesians 5, right?
Let the sun go down on your wrath.
I sing too in Ecclesiastics, in chapter 7, in verse 20, it says, "For there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also take no heed unto all the words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also in thine own heart knoweth that thyself has also cursed others." And you know, when you hear someone say something bad about you, it's immediately you want to say something back. You know, you should think of what they've said. Sometimes, because sometimes there is a bit of truth in it that we don't like to admit. And the other thing is, think of yourself. Have you done that? If you don't like it, maybe I shouldn't do it either. You know, if I don't like what's been said or someone saying it without telling me, I shouldn't go around saying it about others too.
Yeah.
So there's lots to learn about through the scripture about wrath.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. Proverbs 18, 13. Just another principle that we can get in the manner of conflict.
Mm-hmm. Verse 19 is the verse Brother Steve was referencing before.
Thank you.
Somebody read that?
Proverbs 18:13. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him.
And could we add to that verse 17? The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him.
Right. I think it is very important for us to see that there's always two sides to every story, and that if Steve comes to me and says, you know, boy, that Mark, he did such and such to me. And then I take Steve's side without hearing Mark's side. That's happened. It happens in assemblies. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I want to try to set before some of these principles, and you can write them down and look them up a little bit later. But they're very, very important, that helping to resolve conflict. Okay? Did somebody say something here? Okay. Another one is when somebody comes to us, this is just a practical thing. When somebody comes to us, be attentive. Look them in the eye. Have you ever talked to somebody and they're looking all around the room to see who else is more important to talk to? Right? And you're right there and they're... Be attentive. Eye-to-eye contact. Look that person in the eye. They're pouring out their heart to you. You know, I think of the verse I would use with that is the verse where the Lord looked at Peter. And it was that look, that attentiveness, that look that did Peter in. And he went out and he says, boy, have I really blown it. Attentiveness. The other thing, to clarify. Clarify the situation. Somebody's saying, don't assume you hear them. Find out if you're hearing them. Did you really mean to say, this is what I heard, is this what you meant? I need you to help me out here because I want to make sure I understand it right. Is this what you were saying? Clarify. The other thing is, reflect. We talked about taking time, right? So I'm not going to spend time with that. But give time to reflect. There's a whole list of stuff here, and we don't have time for them all. And I want to give everybody here a chance. The one thing from Proverbs 14:22 and 15 verse 1. I think there's some good instruction here for us. If somebody wants to read that. Proverbs 14:22 and 15:1.
Do they not err that devise evil, but loving kindness and truth are for those that devise good? A soft answer turneth away fury, but a grievous word stirreth up anger.
And the simple thought is to plan our words. Take time to think what we're going to say. How many of us fly off the handle, and when we, the word's out, and we try to get that word back and we can't get it. James says we can do so much damage with it, James chapter 3, and we can't ever take it back. Right? This is just trying to be practical and helping us out. Another thing is, very practical, is engage rather than to declare. And what I mean by that is engage them in conversation rather than making definite statements. Well, you never do. Every time I... You know, we're making statements. Engage in conversation. It really makes a difference. There's scriptural examples. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 through 37. There's Luke 15 with the prodigal son there. There's engagement back and forth. When there was a conflict with the son that never left home... There was a conflict with him. He was the true prodigal. And when he never left home, but he had a conflict, the father engaged. Okay? So I've got more, but I'm going to stop. And I want to give the last